overall, you know, I would say average, quick turnaround for us from a big match, emotional match earlier in the week. As a team, not bad. Again, a few individual errors that turned out to be pretty costly.
What were your thoughts on the red card? Was that a red card for you?
I think so. I don't want to second guess the referee on this one, but it looked to me from where we were sitting that third player rushed in.
In the second half, they go down to 10 men. They were difficult to break down. They defended quite well. What was your message to the group about the half?
Yeah, just to not get desperate, to look for the right passes, do the right things that we've been trained on. I think we became a little impatient at times. A little bit of their youth showing through, trying to get maybe both goals, maybe win the game when we're down by one. I mean, not to do that. You have to, it's a goal at a time kind of scenario. We just needed to get the one, and then there would be a little more pressure on them. Unfortunately, I think that goal just came a little bit too late. You know, you hit the posts, another dangerous chance on a set piece, a couple of things, and the ball not bouncing our way. And it's too bad. It's unfortunate.
Mistakes are part of young players developing and improving and getting better, and there's definitely an improvement since you've taken over. How do you talk to the players about these mistakes? And obviously you don't want them, but it's part and parcel of improving and getting better.
I think there's maybe two kinds of mistakes that are going on. One is the trying to make a play and you make a bad decision. And there's another one that is just kind of naive or just not being prepared. The second one we can deal with. The second one we can definitely get the players to reflect a little bit. These errors probably were occurring when they were younger, just not punished because of the level of the opponent. If you're not prepared to play here, those mistakes get punished. And I think that's what... unfortunately, the mistakes made tonight were more toward the not being prepared, not being fully engaged at the moment, and not necessarily because of the decision being made. Just not executing to the best of their ability or even to their ability. So those are concerning problems, but also it's part of the learning process. Because in the past, like I said, I'm confident that some of those mistakes weren't punished in the past. And at this level, they are. And there's, you know, we have quite a few players who have learned on that.
Any update on the Google injury?
They're still evaluating it. It's definitely something in his lower body. It's still evaluating.
What positives you take out of tonight's performance?
Well, in general, I feel all of our performances as a team have been good. And so I don't see much of a drop-off tonight. I think there was a little bit of trouble in the first half of adjusting to the way they were building out. We made that adjustment in the second half. Of course, it's a little easier with 10 men. I just think in general, as a group, as a team, collectively, they're better. It's the individual mistakes we've got to just prepare them better.
And a good game coming up, Ontario Derby game against Ottawa. Any thoughts on that?
We look forward to it.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time.
Did you have, you find, like, it was sort of difficult to adjust when you had people injured so early in the game? Because it sort of restricted you later for choices and you know, popping in a guy that you weren't expecting to just come in cold. Or the players are used to that kind of thing.
No, I don't think so. I mean, Dante has played out in the right back position. It's just a matter of getting Gideon in in a timely way. Once we got that in, I didn't really think there was a drop-off. We made the adjustments we need to make in terms of the shape later on, so I think we have the subs we need.
It looked like Wajda was listed as a start on Twitter, and have to look back at that post. But, you know, you play who you want to play. You make the decisions. But, yeah, okay, it's good. Good that he's there.
Oh, is that a question? I don't know what Twitter says. Okay. Don't follow Twitter.
Did you write it?
Nope.
I wasn't
thinking.
That's okay. All right. Yeah, thanks a lot. And good luck. Boy, two games against Ottawa.